650, 1320 WILS. China's spending billions and billions of dollars to build up the infrastructure in Africa. Why are they doing that? And could that ultimately affect U.S. interests in the region? Janet Ohm joins us. She's a research manager at the China-Africa Research Initiative at Johns Hopkins University. Janet, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and what now? How much of an investment is China making in Africa right now, then?
Right. So some of these figures are very difficult to track in terms of investment, but some of our figures that we have done, our research, show that actually, contrary to popular belief, the investment isn't as much as people think. They're usually overreported, and they only surpassed U.S. investment in Africa back in 2008. After that, they've been lower than the U.S. So although it's hard to track exact numbers, we're still working on that, it's usually overestimated. It's the general trend.
Okay, so the U.S. is actually spending money. Is the U.S. and China, are we spending money in the same kinds of ways in Africa?
Right. So in terms of investment, one thing we've seen is that there's a big focus on manufacturing in terms of Chinese investments. A lot of the rising costs of wage or production costs in China, that has caused a lot of these factories to have to go to places where these things are cheaper. So a lot of these manufacturing factories we've noticed take up a lot of investment. Uh-huh. But if we want to talk about not just investment, but loans, that's where we see more of a sector breakdown on our part. We've looked at Chinese loans to various African countries, and one area that really sticks out is transportation. So railroads, roads, ports, airports, a lot of this physical infrastructure, that's definitely the top sector for Chinese loans.
And those are loans, and what's China getting in return?
Right. So one of the main things is that these Chinese companies are looking for opportunities. They're looking for more business opportunities. And so it basically provides business for these Chinese companies when they go abroad. So that's the main thing. And one thing is that, yes, they bring some of their engineers, their managers, some of the more highly skilled labor in their on these projects, but they also employ a lot of local Africans on these projects. So okay. I would say the main thing that they're getting in return is they're getting these new opportunities they wouldn't get in China.
And so when it comes to how the U.S. is approaching Africa, is it in a similar way then?
So our focus is more on the Chinese activity in Africa, and we're doing a little bit more in terms of comparisons with American interests on the continent. I would say the main thing is that definitely, you know, when we look at the way that the government, the U.S. government, has talked about Africa and the kind of initiatives that we've put forth, a lot of it is on things like health or education rather than, like, hard physical infrastructure.
China,
so I would say that's the main difference.
And is China interested in health and education in Africa?
They have done a little bit, actually. For example, when the Ebola crisis broke out, they were bringing some various aid workers, doctors, to help control that. I would say, though, that's not as much of a focus. I think it's a growing focus, and definitely the Chinese government has made very public pronouncements of wanting to increase that kind of activity. But I think their skills still lie more in the infrastructure element.
Talking to Janet Ohm, she's the research manager at the China-Africa Research Initiative at Johns Hopkins University. Now, is this posing any kind of threat to our interests in Africa, China's involvement there?
You know, I guess there's a lot of ways to define threat. I wouldn't say, I think a lot of the time when we talk about this kind of threat, it's more imagined than real. One thing that is interesting, though, is a lot of time people talk about how Africans perceive China or the U.S. And in a very recent survey, they found that the U.S. still stands as the most favored development model amongst Africans, but China comes in second. So that's pretty telling. And another thing is that, you know, when they ask, when these surveys ask Africans, do you view China favorably or unfavorably, a majority, over 50%, say they view the Chinese projects and investment and economic activity very favorably. So, you know, I think it's very different in terms of the kind of engagement that both the U.S. and China.
China, is this a win-win, or does China somehow take advantage of these African countries?
Again, it depends. depends on the kind of project. Obviously, there have been some issues in terms of labor tensions or a lot of locals feeling like they are being worked too many hours. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, a lot of these African countries that before didn't have the kind of infrastructure that they do really are in dire need of. Mm-hmm. You know, when there's a project that comes in from China, there are obviously some challenges. But I think at the end of the day, a lot of these Africans are, as I told you, with the perception, pleased that there is some kind of benefit for Africans in terms of this new road that went up that wasn't there before.
And how much in infrastructure-wise, what is China really doing for Africa?
Oh, sorry?
In terms of the infrastructure, I mean, how much of a build-out is China doing for Africa? Well, how much are they really helping them with their infrastructure?
Well, a lot of time, these are massive projects. Things that, for example, some of the biggest cross-continental railroads, those were built by China. So I would say in terms of scale, this is something that a lot of Chinese companies have experience with back in China. So that's one thing that, in terms of if you want to define Chinese activity as helping Africans, I guess that's the major element, is that just the experience with how big these projects are.
But and the Chinese firms are making a profit, essentially, off the projects. Is that right?
Of course. I mean, it's all economic transactions. So,
and is it government money that pays for these things? Is that how it works there in Africa?
Well, there are, you know, both private and state-owned companies. A lot of time in China, these more private companies aren't entirely private, though. So, you know, this is something that we haven't exactly tracked. But, you know, in general, the assumption is that, you know, most of these companies that normally would think as defined as private aren't truly private.
Well, I wonder, with all the corruption that occurs, certainly in Africa, is that something that you find the Chinese and the leaders there in Africa take advantage of?
That's a very good question, and something that a lot of people have been curious about. So, you know, it really, we found that it actually depends on the African context. So obviously, many, we all know about lots of corruption in various Chinese cities. But when these companies go to Africa, their first, you know, thing that they prioritize is that it has to be a successful project. So if the local laws in a certain African country are really strict on corruption, and, you know, they could get in trouble for not adhering to some local laws, oftentimes these Chinese companies will actually make a very big effort to try and curb their corruption or some of these practices. But if the laws, local laws in these African countries are not very strong, then yes, it's more likely that corrupt practices would occur.
One last thing. Why do you think, especially on the big projects, why do you think they're turning to China versus turning to U.S. firms to do this kind of work?
Right. Well, there's a few reasons. One of them is, you know, just the speed with which some of these projects go up. That's a very big appeal. Mm-hmm. Another thing is that a lot of times these Chinese construction companies will go into places, into African countries that American companies won't. Typically, I would say the risk averse factor on the side of the U.S. So whether it's because of political instability in an African country or some other kind of security concern, or maybe a little bit more ideological, you know, there are various human rights abuses in a certain African country. Typically, American businesses are more wary, where Chinese businesses see it more as just an economic transaction. The non-interference policy, we don't really try to do anything in terms of political or ideological things. We just want an economic, relationship.
Keeping it business. Janet Ohm, research manager at the China Africa Research Initiative at Johns Hopkins University. Janet, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Michael. Yep. I appreciate it.
That is it for us. 1320 WILS. Good night.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide at 1320WILS.com.